Hello, my imaginary friends. It's Friday, the 11th of June, 2010. I'm Simon. This is my audio boo. I wanted to just do a little mini review or thoughts, impressions on the iPad. Now, John Arnold, Floyd UK on Audio Boo and on Twitter, he mentioned that he's going to do a review. So I'm very much looking forward to hearing that. But for some reason, I've been thinking about the iPad a little bit as well. So now it's been in the house for, 2 weeks now? I guess some of the novelty's worn off. I haven't spent enough time playing with it and downloading all the apps that are available yet to actually... I feel like I probably need to try out all the best applications on it to truly experience what you can do on it. So I'm working on that, but for now I use it for things that I already know to do. So reading emails and looking at the web and looking at Twitter, those sorts of things, those activities have already got a space in my life, and the iPad can do fairly well on those. So those are the things where I tend to use it. But although reading emails on it is sort of slightly nicer than reading them on a laptop or on a desktop computer or on my iPhone. It's not that much nicer that I would only do it there. That I'm finding occasions when I think, oh, I must just do a quick email, and I go and reach for the iPad to do it. I tend to, my iPhone's usually on me, so if I want to just have a quick look at the emails or just check the emails quickly, I'll probably just get the iPhone out and have a look on there. And if I want to write a lengthy email back, then I'll probably go and find the laptop or desktop computer and the iMac and do it on there, whatever's easy to hand. Now, where the iPad does come into its own is when the battery on the iPhone is flat and it's charging up and it's stuck in another room, and the iPad is, because it's got that much better battery life, it's portable at that moment, so I can take it. I need to be there in this place. And I need to be looking at the emails, and all my other devices are plugged in, and the iPad isn't. That's the case when it really does come into its own. But that's a battery life thing. That's not because it's an iPad. So, yeah, at the moment I'm struggling to find a reason why I have to do things why something is so much better to do on the iPad than it would be on an iPhone or on the MacBook Air, for instance. The MacBook Air goes with me wherever I want to go to do some serious work. The iPhone goes with me everywhere, apart from in the bath. I managed to have a hot shower this morning. The boiler. The boiler is in. It's not 100% finished yet, but it's in, it's working. But yeah, at the moment the iPad is not that compelling. I had to give the iPad away, it wouldn't leave that huge a hole in my life at the moment. So there you go. That's my early thoughts. I'm going to keep playing with it. I'm going to try some of the new applications, because I think it's only fair, once people have had the opportunity to develop applications for this device and make full use of its tools and its facilities and its capabilities, maybe that's when it'll come to its own. I probably need to try and download some of the iWork apps. I've got iWork on the Mac, and I'm not that impressed with it, to be honest. I'm finding compatibility problems with it, with Office documents, and I'm finding OpenOffice much more capable than Numbers and Keynote and Pages. So, not too impressed. Okay, take care of yourselves. Speak to you again soon. Bye-bye.